Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to a special episode of Master the NEC, where we traditionally talk about the National Electrical Code and, of course, all things electrically related. And that's no different in tonight's topic, except we're going to be very specific tonight and talk about the CMECP program that's administered by Electrical Code Academy Incorporated. And we're going to talk a little bit about it so that we can make sure that you understand whether or not it's a benefit to you, why you'd want to be involved in it, and the costs that are associated with it. So again, there's full transparency up front with that. And the duration and all those little questions that people ask. And I want to be able to clear the air. My name, again, is Paul Abernathy, and I am the CEO and president of Electrical Code Academy Incorporated, which is a Texas corporation, okay, in Texas. And we also are the administrators of and developers of the CMECP program. Now, the phrase Certified Master Electrical Code Professional is a federally protected trademark. And the acronym CMECP is also a federally protected trademark. So these are specific trademarks of our company for the development of this certification program. In fact, if you were to go to the United States Patent and Trademark Office website and you were to put in the phrase Certified Master Electrical Code Professional or CMECP, what you'll see is the registered marks. And you'll also notice the classification that these marks are under, which is critical to understanding because there's people that say anybody can go get a trademark. That's probably true if you have something that's trademarkable. But if you look at the classes that these are under, that's what makes it unique. Very specific, dealing with electricians and training and certification. That's what's different. Okay. So you need to look at it because, again, classes have to be selected accordingly in order for trademarks to be issued. And these were very specific. We worked very closely with the United States Patent and Trademark Office reviewing attorney. And it was very specific that we had to cover the scope of what our program was all about, what the CMECP program was all about, what it was trying to achieve when coming up with the proper classes for it to be listed. And we did that, and we're very pleased with that, and we're very thankful to the United States Patent and Trademark Office for that and all the work that took to come to the CMECP program. I mean, we started this now. It's coming up on probably 4 years when we originally started the program. Now, it didn't come around until the trademarks didn't come around until 2018 or 2019, but concept of creating the program and what was expected of it, knowing fully well that a very, very small percentage of people would be able to achieve it. Not that it's not achievable. I know this for a fact because we just congratulated our recent CMECP, Joseph Bellatoni, and he is the most recent CMECP that went through the entire process, and we'll talk a little bit about that process. And the whole concept was, we didn't create a program that just anybody can get it. That would not be beneficial to the mark. It is very dedicated, and we also tell people that our current CMECPs, ask them. You know, we're not candy coating anything. We're not hiding anything. We're telling you what the foundation has to be a CMECP. You have to be a master electrician or equivalent. And what equivalent means that in state, for example, like Ohio, they don't have master licenses, but they have electrical contractor licenses. So that is equivalent. So that's what we talk about being equivalent. Now, the interesting thing about the CMECP is that it's building on a platform where you should already have your physical skills. You're already a master electrician or equivalent. So we're not claiming to build on your hands-on. You already have to have that. That's required before you sit for your general licensing anyway. All we're doing is taking your knowledge of the National Electrical Code and testing you on it. We're kicking that up to the next level. Now, only you have to determine whether or not that's beneficial to you. Now, the beneficial aspect of it, of course, we'll cover that a little bit in a bit, but there is a lot of benefits for you to stand out, especially in a very competitive industry. but also as an owner, as a foreman, as a supervisor, as a method of promotion. There's so many things that this certification can do. And of course, we'll talk about the other types of certifications out there that are, again, purely voluntary. There's a lot of misconception in the industry about licensure and certification and accreditedness and all these type of things that are totally being skewed by people who have absolutely no knowledge of how this process works. So we'll clear all that up in tonight's episode. But let's get back to the CMECP origin. So this is something that I sat down, and many people know that I have a hand in multiple books with a publication called Cengage as a kind of a co-author reviewer of some books, residential, commercial, grounding and bonding books with a dear friend of mine named Phil Simmons. Phil is obviously the primary author. He is the author. I'm a contributor in those programs. I like to say, you know, I co-authored multiple content in those books in multiple chapters for each of those publications. But the program that we use for the CMECP program is very much built on the platform of our Fast Tracks program that we use to teach people for exam preparation and for learning. Now, the only key difference between that program is that in a Fast Tracks program, you learn at your own pace and you're preparing for an exam. So the scrutiny, although we do review and give you feedback and tell you where you need to be, the biggest difference between that platform and what we utilize, and it's a totally different program, it's not, you won't get thrown into the core student count of the Fast Tracks. The CMECP is totally separate, is that your grading system, your time frame that you have to use to complete the program, all of that is strictly controlled. It's, you know, strictly controlled within the division for CMECP here at Electrical Code Academy Incorporated, where Zachary takes care of that. And the concept with that is you have to finish the program in 6 months. From the date that you log in, start your program, you have 6 months to finish it. You have to maintain 80% grades on all unit exams. You have to maintain those averages on all of your practice exams and all of your final exams. And you have 3 attempts. If you drop below, your average drops below the 80%, you're out of the program. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts to it. So you have to know that going into the program. It's a very high mark that you have to meet. But that's not all. So kind of giving you the overall experience that you would get as a CMECP before we break down some of the things. I just kind of want to give you the feel of what you go through. So you've got 6 months to complete your program. Now, once you complete your program, then the ticker is stopped, okay, if you complete it within that 6 months. And next phase is a proctored one-on-one exam where you have 100 questions that you're going to be on Zoom and it's actually recorded and your whole work area is recorded and it's, you know, you will get a certain number of questions that are shared with you on the screen so you don't get them ahead of time. And you're going to write your answers down on an answer sheet or an email or a blank piece of paper, whatever you want. But we're watching all activity and it's being recorded. And you're going to answer it. And same as the normal exams, you're going to have to maintain, you're going to have to get an 80% or higher on that exam. Once you get that 80%, then you'll move on to the final stage. And the final stage is where you would come face-to-face, again, via Zoom. You come face-to-face with a 5-on-1 review panel. Now, the 5 individuals that are on this review panel are individuals that have been selected based on their experience, based on their commitment to the industry, in most cases, their known presentation skills and understanding and fluidity of the National Electrical Code. Then if an individual is selected for that, then they're presented to the CMECP board. And if they're agreed upon, they're awarded honorary CMECP status because there's no sense in them going through a program because their involvement in this industry can be validated. And a lot of times it's validated for me because I've either worked with these individuals, I know them intimately, and that I can vouch for them on the review board. And in that, so that case, in return, they agree to be one of the reviewers on the CMECP review board. And they create questions that they present to the candidate at that final stage that I have, that I don't have any input in their question. Okay, this is their question. In fact, the only time that I will serve on that five review board is if we have a one of our review board members who can't make it. And then I will play the fill-in role. That's my role. Now, when five are there, then I don't have any say in that. I'm just the arbitrator. In other words, I keep the flow going. Now, all you have to do is make sure that you respond is your response is acceptable to three of the five. You don't have to have all five agree. I only have three of five. Now, that's the stage that most people are worried about or they get concerned about. And I would not be very concerned about that stage because at that point, they're not trying to trick you up at this point. They realize what you've been through. It's the six-month period that most candidates really do, you know, have a hard time. In fact, we just had, again, it's constantly a rolling thing because you've got 6 months. We just had two CMECP candidates have to drop out because they could not complete the material in the six-month period. And then we had another candidate had to drop out because his averages on his reviews dropped to below the 80%. And after three attempts, that's it. You're out. Okay. So it's not the easiest program to go through. And of course, if you want to know how deep the program is and you want to ask somebody that just recently went through it, then maybe you search out for Joe Bellatoni and ask Joe how his experience was, okay? But at the end of the day, it is certainly not the easiest process. But again, it's obviously doable. Joe did it. Kenneth Hengst did it. So these are other CMECPs that have done it. And you can do it too. But again, nothing is worth obtaining unless it's actually worth obtaining, okay? We don't just give these things away. And again, if anybody ever said, well, Paul, it's just CMECP is just something that's a money grab. I'm not sure how it could be a money grab if you have a percentage of, in the last year, only two people passed the CMECP. Yeah, I don't think it's making any money for anybody. Okay, so again, blows that myth out of the water. We're certainly not giving it away. So again, that's generally fools who don't have any clue, but sit there on their own little boards and message boards and contribute nothing to society, but sit there and think they're some kind of super attrition when they never really even done anything to help anybody. Okay, so let's kind of go back to look at the CMECP program a little bit. So first thing we've covered is that you've got 6 months to complete the program. The program's based on the 2020 NEC. We always update to the latest edition that comes out. So you don't have an option to be in the 2017, even if your state is. The CMECP is based on 2020 NEC. The program is 6 months to complete. Once you complete it, then the clock stops ticking because we now set up the proctored exam. And of course, we have to work that out. So again, we don't want that to count against you. So you have you can start the clock ticking on that. And then once you pass that, you have the 5-on-1, which can take a little bit of coordination between our advisory members. So don't think that the 6 month is going to hurt you in that. The 6 month is for the course program. That's the 6 months that you have to complete it. We track all activity. Everything is monitored. So we know where you're at, how long you're in something, what your scores are, and it automatically will kick you out if you don't maintain us. If you take an exam three times and your scores don't average 80%, of course, you're going to stop once you get above 80 and go on to the next one. But if you had to take it three times and you just could not get that score of 80, then you're out. You're out of the program. You're gone. That's it. No refunds. That's it. You're out. And you know this coming into it. So that comes to the next question. People say, well, what's the cost, Paul? You created this program. I'm sure you're just charging this crazy amount of money. Absolutely not. First of all, the first cost that you'll incur as a candidate in the CMECP program is a $150 application fee. That covers the investigation that for your to make sure you are a master or equivalent. That also starts the trigger for the LMS setup, which means to get your name in the system so that we can start monitoring your activities. And then, of course, it also covers the ongoing costs during the program for the program monitoring fees and helps pay for the hourly rates of the monitors, okay? And for lack of a better term, Zachary or Brittany or myself, if we're monitoring your activity. So that's that cost up front. That's your application fee. There's no guarantee that you're in the program when you submit an application fee because you could fail the investigations. We have had people that everything is clear on the website. And if you're asking, it's mymycmecp.com. We've had people submit only to find out that they weren't masters and they didn't read the equivalency page. Well, I'm sorry, you can't be in the program. And you're also not going to get your application feedback. That's your responsibility. Now, when you're a master electrician and you want to go into a program like this, we're going to assume here that you've done your due diligence, that you're that kind of character, that you're that kind of person that makes that commitment. That's all we care about in this program, that you have looked and read the website and you are very clear what you're getting into before you click that button. Okay? Again, we're not here to work on anything other than the fact that once you're in this program, you're trying to enhance your knowledge and be tested on your knowledge of the National Electrical Code, which is done with no other program in existence. Okay. We're not talking about electrical safety programs. We're talking about the only program for the enhanced knowledge of the National Electrical Code, period, in the whole industry. There is nothing like it. Okay. So once you're in, at 150, it gets reviewed and you make it to the next level. That can take a week or two to do that and get you to, you know, the investigation. Now, once you get to the next level, you'll get an email congratulating you on making it past the first stage, your application and everything. The next one will say, now, you need to purchase the CMECP course. Now, in this CMECP course, this is a modified Fast Tracks program. It's obviously discounted, okay? We could have charged the same amount. It's obviously discounted for the CMECP candidate. And once they started that program, then, and that fee is $250. As you know, the normal fee for the 2020 NEC when it's not on sale is $385. So it's already dropped off. And of course you can even get it now, the Fast Tracks for 2020, you can get it for $350. So it's $100 off of that. So it's discounted. So your maximum out of pocket, you ready for this? Your maximum out of pocket, not only for your application fee, but also the course that's going to teach you and confirm your knowledge of the NEC. Make sure that you understand all the core fundamentals to be a leader in the industry when it comes to the National Electrical Code. $400 total out of pocket. That's it. That's it. There's no cost for the proctored. That's already absorbed in the cost of the program. That's covered in that $400. There's no cost for the 5-on-1. That's it. And then once you achieve, if you achieve CMECP status, you'll get a welcome package. All of this with your lapel pins, your entry letter, certificate, everything, all included. That's it. Now, let's look at it this way. So your out-of-pocket's $400. Okay. It lasts for 2 years and you renew. How do you renew? You renew by taking a continuing education course for your state from anybody that you want. We're not forcing you to take our program again. No. You've got to take a renewal exam anyway to continue your license in any state. CEU requirements. All you have to do is at your two-year period is submit that to us with your renewal fee. That's it. And the renewal fee is the application fee. It's $150. That's it. Now compare that to any other association in their cost in their renewal fees. Okay, so upfront, $400, 2 years. At that point, you get access to the website. You get access to the savings portal, which you can buy a bunch of stuff at huge discounts to offset your costs almost instantly. I used to get movie tickets from it before the COVID hit for my sons to go to the movies, and it was like a third of the price you'd pay at the box office. And I bought a computer for Britt to use for her activities on there. It was almost, I guess it was close to a third of the cost off retail. There's, if you use it, then you can benefit, but you get exclusive rights to that as a CMECP member. We also have an educational portal that has tons of other educational opportunities, whether it's business management, accounting, learning, all of that accessible to the CMECP directly through our program. So again, all of that's included. But here's the big part. Okay, so somebody asks me, what is the benefit of CMECP? Well, I'm going to tell you the benefit. Now, years ago, I created or helped create a program. I was basically the only educator for the program. It was started at Eaton Cutler Hammer by me and a guy named Andrew Smolsky. And Andrew worked with Eaton, but I worked on the program in order to develop a training program to create the Eaton Certified Contractor Network. And that has blown up huge, but the original educator was me, and I traveled around the country with Andrew building their certification program. And the difference is, to get in their certification program only to sell their products, it was $1,000 to get in. So you didn't really get that many perks with it, but it's $1,000 to become Eaton certified. And you're certified on their products, okay? You had training on the products, things like that. Now, we didn't necessarily give you hands-on, but we showed you the advantages of all the products, and you got a better understanding of the products and, you know, yada, yada. So I have a hand in creating these types of programs. But the reason that they did it was the marketability of being a certified Eaton contractor was huge. So now that's just Eaton product. Let's think of a bigger picture here. Bigger picture. Certified Master Electrical Code Professional, number one, is setting you above anybody in your area. Now you can say, well, that's BS. Trust me. In the perceived eyes of the consumer, the person that is hiring somebody, the person that wants to feel comfortable, the person that wants to feel like they have this person that has to meet a certain level of ethics. All of that's encompassed in the CMECP program. All of the people that become CMECPs have to abide by our ethics policies. They have to abide by the fact that they are tested, they're knowledgeable, and they are ambassadors of the CMECP program. Every one of them are. And we don't want them just flooding the market. We want them to be special. Now, if everybody understands the importance of this mark and more people, then competitiveness is fairness. Then you get to go back to the original concept of why you stand out amongst a crowd because of your work ethic, your prices maybe are reasonable, or you're worth more. You're the one that makes those decisions, but it's based on that. Okay. So the CMECP program is a way to differentiate yourself in a market that is, one, sometimes probably lacking of true professional skilled laborers, but two, can be saturated by wannabes that actually probably don't follow the rules that they need to in their local jurisdiction or their state, and you want to be held to a higher accountability. CMECPs will put that mark, CMECP acronym will be behind their name. Again, it's through our corporation. It is a certification program. We monitor it. We keep records on it. We follow all the rules that you need to do. And it's a federally protected mark. And if you want to use it behind your name, you do that. But the biggest thing is you use the logos on all of your marketing, business cards, sides of your vehicle, magnet mounts, letterheads. Okay. Use it on all letters that you send. You use it in all social media posts. You are setting the mark that you are above the rest. And half the time, that's the people that are extremely successful are the ones that have the mentality that they're going to be successful. And that's what we want as a CMECP. We only care about those electricians that want to be successful. So for $400, you're rigorously tested for 6 months. You have to pass it, but then you have to pass a proctor. Then you have to pass a 5-on-1. And only then will you achieve the status of CMECP. And there is no other status in the electrical industry that high. And it's not a licensing. It's a certification. Okay? So if you were to pound for pound break this out in your marketability, the benefit of having this mark that sets you above the rest, that attests that you have this extra knowledge above the norm, I don't know of any program that is of better benefit to the master electrician. Now, what are the benefits to the master electrician directly? If you're a master electrician that works for a company, you get to promote yourself as a CMECP. You can move up the ladder. You show that you are dedicated to be the person that's going to make sure that things are done code compliant. Why? Because as a contractor, I don't get paid to do things twice. I get paid to do things once. That's it. Once. So I want to make sure it's done right. If I have a CMECP on board, then I know that they're going to review it. I'm going to be as an owner. I'm going to say, John, you're my guy. Can I have you review this just to make sure that this is right? Sounds to me like that's a supervisor. That's a leader. That's a responsible person. That's how you move up in a company. Now, let's say you're the owner of the company and you are saying to yourself, well, I'm a master electrician or I'm the electrical contractor and I have people that work for me. How do I distinguish myself? As an owner, I'm going to achieve this CMECP ranking. I'm going to achieve this certification so I can say, look, this is why I am who I am. And I'm going to set the tone for my company because if you're a smaller company, you're going to make sure that things get done right. The bottom line stops with you. So that's a benefit of the CMECP program. As far as in the consumer's eyes, there is a reason, folks, that people get certifications. There is a reason that the people get their ICC certifications. There's a reason that people go to that next level because it sends an announcement to the community, announcement to other people that I have risen above the norm. I have an extensive understanding of applications that other people find complicated. That's what a CMECP does. They send that message. How you use the mark, how you use the logos, how you use it is totally up to you. Totally up to you how you use it. Now, once you become a CMECP, you achieve that level of excellence. You will have that mark for 2 years, and then all you have to do is, at the end of 2 years, submit your continuing education that you have to do anyway and your application fee. And you will get a new certificate sent to you and you will continue on for another 2 years. Just that simple. Okay. Now, if you're in we do have the allowance. If you're in a state that doesn't, for example, renew, but every 3 years or every four, whatever the statute is, our certificates expire in 2 years. So we have what's called a renewal without CEU. And what'll happen is that during that 2 year period, if your state changes code cycles and you have to do a CEU requirement for your licenses, then you can just send it in when you take it, because you got to do it anyway for your license and it will be put on your file, but your renewal doesn't change. It's every 2 years. Okay. So, and there's no additional tests after that. Okay. Now that also gives you access to other things within our portal as well. And you maintain that access as long as you maintain an activeness in your CMECP in the program. Okay. So that kind of, you know, is a CMECP in a nutshell. I've given you the costs. I've given you an understanding of it. So let's talk a little bit about what things get said by these, quote, fake electricians that want to make comments about a CMECP program. Okay, it's pretty simple. One, they've never done it. Two, they don't know anything about it. Three, they probably couldn't achieve it. Fair enough. And that's okay, because we weren't really interested in those individuals anyway. We were interested in individuals who really have a passion, a desire to move forward in their career, to have something to test them, to test their knowledge, to push them to the next level. Again, in the 2020 edition of the CMECP program, it is not easy. There are tons of exam requirements. There are tons of checkpoints. There is a grade minimum that lingers over your head the entire time, not to mention your six-month deadline, which comes very rapidly. And again, at any given time, if you fail the proctored exam, you're out. If you fail, if you don't maintain 80% after three attempts on your reviews and your exams, you're out. I'm sorry. So people ask, well, what do I do when I'm out? Well, you go back and you have to start over again. You have to apply again, and you start the whole process over again. And that's just, there's no second chances, if you will, in a current program. Once you're out, and you have to start at the very beginning, like if you were applying for the very first time. That keeps the integrity of the program. That's what the program's all about. Now, again, we're not interested in flooding the program. At the end of the day, we want the best of the best. We want the mark to mean something. And so in order to do that, we have to keep records. We have to maintain grading system information. We even keep the information from those that have that don't achieve success, that drop out. We keep that information in our LMS portal. We have all of it. It's constantly maintained. All proctored exams are recorded and kept. They are stored in a drive that is not in the cloud. It is offline and is backed up. We keep all this information for the integrity of the program. So that's kind of a little bit of what our CMEC program is all about. If you think you have what it takes, we welcome you into the program. And for those out there that say, Paul, that's just a money grab for Paul, look around. Okay? You have the NFPA puts out a bunch of certification programs that are totally voluntary. In our program, you have criteria you have to meet up front. You have to be a master or equivalent. Up front, you've got to have the time in. You have got to already have a licensure of some type, whether it's just electrical contractor in state that doesn't have masters, or you have the master. We have other paths to get there, but they require time and commitment. You don't just go sit for an exam. ICC, you don't just go sit for an exam in our program, and if you pass, you get a pat, you get a certificate. It's not how it works in our program. You have to make a commitment into the program. There's no bypass. In other words, you can't just skip over the 6 months and say, hey, I want to be a CMECP, I want to be active, and I want to use the acronym. You can't do that. There has to be some validation, whether it's, example, like advisory board members who have been doing it for over 20 years that we review and they get voted on and selected, or your actual candidates who are through the program. And those candidates have to pass a rigorous process for 6 months. 6 months. Not 6 months in one day. You're out. You don't finish it in 6 months. You're out of the program. You didn't achieve it. You're not successful. Okay? So, again, that's what the program's all about. Hopefully, you've enjoyed this podcast tonight. Trying to explain a little bit more about the CMECP program. If you want to read more about the actual trademarks, just go to the U.S. Patent and Trademark website, do a TESS search for CMECP, or for the entire phrase, Certified Master Electrical Code Professional. You'll see it comes up. I encourage you to read the classes that these marks are under. And I think you'll be quite shocked at the effort it took to to get these trademarks and why we were very specific on these trademarks for our corporation. So free to do that. Go give it a check however you want it. Also, if you find anybody out there improperly using our CMECP mark, please email us at info@masterthenec.com because we do give rewards for being a snitch. We absolutely do. If somebody's using our acronyms or they're using it and they say they are a CMECP and they are not, please let us know. Our lawyers would love to have a conversation with them. Okay, so just email us at info@masterthenec.com and we will make sure it gets to the right individuals and we will reward you handsomely. Okay, if all of this checks out to be valid and improper use of our mark. So until next time, stay safe, God bless, and then hopefully I've answered all the questions you might have on our CMECP program. If you want to visit the website, go to www.mycmecp.com for more information.